Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bring them out. Kickoff is just moments away for your Saskatchewan Roughriders. Up next, first quarter play-by-play with Michael Ball on the Cooperators Roughrider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Want to give a shout-out to a couple people listening, reaching out on Twitter. Chris K, watching and listening, Riders pregame in St. John, New Brunswick, waiting for Memorial Cup tournament to start Monday, wishing Regina Pats were playing, but cheering for the Rough Riders. And Kyla Caswell, listening from Battlefields Provincial Park, go Riders. Right now, Calgary has a 33-30 lead on Hamilton in the Hall of Fame game at Tim Hortons Field, pardon me, almost at Iverwind Stadium in Hamilton, on the same site Iverwind Stadium was on for a number of years, but the Tiger Cats had a 24-0 lead, squandered it, and Bo Levi Mitchell just might rescue that one for the Calgary Stampeders, who came in 1-0, and the Hamilton Tiger Cats 0-1. We have a delay here. We're just waiting for the Hamilton game to be wrapped up here. They have a video message right now playing from one of the Indigenous elders in the area. And now we're getting set for our national anthem. So we'll pause to honor our country.
Corella in the singing of our national anthem.
Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh Canada, we stand on guard.
You're listening tonight, thanks for making us part of your game day ritual. Like Charles listening from Indiana, go Riders, and Jason listening on the radio at the cabin at Sandy Beach, Katepwa. Have a great call, Ballsy and Luke. Time now for our coin toss, and it's brought to you by our friends at Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ndlookonlineauction.com to see what's up for bid. Now, we're hoping this losing skid for Edmonton reaches 9 games. They didn't win a game last year here, Luke, and the last one, the season before we played, before the pandemic, they lost as well. So we're hoping that continues, but it's not going to be easy for the Riders today.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would suspect that this week of practice for the Edmonton Elk was high-paced. It was probably a little bit aggressive. And this is going to be a different team that the Saskatchewan Roughriders come out and see. I mean, it really has to be, because there were so many holes that we saw in their game when they played the BC Lions, that you essentially got to come out here and be the opposite. It's the only way you're going to compete today. Saskatchewan, I'm really excited, because it's about continuing to build on some of the great things that you did last week.
Well, the Riders didn't win the coin toss last week. Edmonton wins the coin toss. They have deferred. Riders Riders will take the ball as the Elk won the coin toss and will defend the end to our broadcast left. The Riders to our broadcast right in their road white uniforms with the white pants, green stripe down the side, green socks, green helmet, and green numbers on those white jerseys, and the Elks in dark green and gold jerseys with the double E logo, and it's nice to see that iconic logo back in the CFL. It was definitely missing. You want to get rid of the former name, that's great. That double E logo, it's great to have it back in the
league. It's an iconic logo, you're right, and it looks great the way it's designed on these jerseys. And I'll tell you what else looks great is there's a lot of people in the building today. And it's a great day for it. And this, it's hard sometimes in this stadium because it seats so many people.
You're right.
To really realize that there are a lot of people here, but this seems like a great crowd.
A lot of people in the end zone commiserating too with the beer stands and everything like that.
I'll tell you what, me and you, next time we come here in August, we need to do the game from the couches down there.
Yeah.
They've got this couch set up in one of the end zones. We could call a good game from there.
I think so. Oh, I'm sure Jerry, our on-site audio engineer, wouldn't mind hauling all the equipment into the end zone, as long as we got him a couple of adult beverages. And you can see some Rider jerseys in the crowd, too. So we do have the tractor factor here tonight. I know my old high school quarterback, Corey Prokop, brought his son Mason here, and they're on the far side of the field behind the Rider bench. They got one of the Rider or Elk alumni up here.
It's Odell Willis.
Odell Willis, who retired as a member of the Edmonton Football Organization. Signed a one-day contract to retire, the former mayor of Swaggerville. Had a pretty good career, did he not?
Yep. Productive career. Obviously one of the CFL's best when it comes to getting the quarterback on his butt, and one of the more animated characters in the league as well.
You got that right.
For better or for worse.
Yep. We need color in this league. The Calgary Stampeders roar back and beat Hamilton 33-30, so they're 2-0. And Orlando Steinauer and the Hamilton Tiger Cats dropped to 0-2. They were up 24-0, and people up here were throwing dirt on Bo Levi Mitchell's grave.
Yep.
And he brings the team back to
win. All of a sudden, he turns into the Undertaker. Sits up, choke slams Hamilton.
It's not a bad day. 313 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 1 INT. They started slow, but they rally in the end.
But it does underscore one of the problems that you and I have talked about since training camp as well, is that there is a very limited availability of verified superstars in this league.
Yep.
You know, the fact that we really looked at Bo Levi Mitchell in that game as that guy, and we couldn't really, we didn't see Dane as a superstar. That's got to change. We need more superstars in this league that are of the next generation.
Ball teed up on the near hash, and Castillo puts his right foot into it, end over ender, and we're underway. Here's Morrow settling at his 15, straight up the right side across the 30, stumbles across the 35, and barrel rolls just shy of the 40-yard line. They're going to give him the 38, so the Saskatchewan Roughriders get a 23-yard return or thereabouts, and they'll trot out of the field for the first offensive possession of the game, but actually, they give him up with a 40-yard line. That's a pretty good spot, a 25-yard return there from Jamal Morrow.
Well, it's one of the features for the Saskatchewan Roughriders last game as well. They had great starting position. They had 17 drives that started on their own 45-yard line.
BC Lions averaged a starting field position of 49-yard line against Edmonton. So this is a bit better for the Elk. Here's Cody throwing far side. A nice catch by Kian Schaefer-Baker in between a couple of defenders. He went high to make a two-handed fingertip catch, and he's slow to get up as he took a big pop there. He'll take it north of the 45 to the 47-yard line.
Talked about the need for first down success here defensively, but obviously that's a great start for a first down with Cody.
Cody from the shotgun turns and hands to Morrow, and he'll drive into the middle of the defense, and he pushes forward for a first down just outside the Rough Rider 50, so the first down of the game for the green and white.
And violent intentions there with Morrow. Straight north-south, didn't bother cutting. runs right into the teeth of the defense. He understood the assignment. He only needed a couple, and he was doing it the hard way.
Jack Evans, who had over 90 yards receiving last week, lines up as a receiver on the far side of the field. Left wide receiver, Cody, with Tuck in the backfield as a fullback. Gives a handoff to Morrow, tries that left side. Look at that run! Puts his shoulder down and runs over a defender. That's his old teammate, Ed Gainey. He'll take it to the Elk 50 and beyond. That's another Rough Rider first down.
Right away, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have James Tuck as the lead blocker, but the gap really opens up on the cutback side for Morrow, and he makes do. Gets the first down, and it's a good start on the ground for the Riders.
Ball in the 49 of the Elks on the far left hash, going left to right in a scoreless opening quarter. Cody throws the hit screen far side to Shaq, makes a two-handed catch, brings it straight north and south, and that quick decision picks him up 11 more, and a gain down about the 39, the 38 of the Edmonton football team.
Well, a pick, quick pass to the sideline, but more importantly, a great block from Justin McInnes, number 18, as the lead blocker there. Shaq goes right off his tail, and that's an easy first down for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Ball just shy of the Edmonton 38 on the far left hash. Riders in their road whites going left to right as we see them here in the opening quarter. McInnes goes in motion from left to right in the slot. Cody fakes a handoff, dumps it out to Shaq, far left side, puts on the brakes, and then he's cut down in open field. Nice tackle by Elam, the former Rough Rider, to chop him out after a short gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards.
Yeah, if Matt Elam doesn't get Shaq down here, this is a first down and more. Great leverage, and Elam understands that, hey, if I go for this tackle and miss to the outside, what I'm doing is forcing Shaq back in to where all my help's coming.
One of 13 former Riders on the Elk roster is Elam. And here's Cody, second and medium, takes a shotgun snap, swings it out of the backfield to Morrow. Morrow makes the catch, breaks the tackle, but can't get away from Konar, but he should have enough for a first down or right at the stick. And there is a flag, though, against the Rough Riders. This one will be coming back.
Really not much there for Saskatchewan when this play began.
Holding. Saskatchewan, number 51, 10-yard penalty, main second down.
Right tackle Rogers, the guilty party there.
Natai Rogers, I mean, he's got the right idea here. He's essentially trying to pancake his defensive line assignment. Problem is, he's got his hand on the defensive lineman's back, and that's going to get called every single time when you've got one hand on the front, one hand on the back.
Ball on the 44 now. After the holding penalty, Cody takes the shotgun snap. Cody with all day to throw. Now he's going to step up. Fajardo is dragged down shy of the 40-yard line. Coming in to make the stop there was Brady Sheldon, making his CFL debut, number 42 from the linebacking core. And so Brett Lothar comes out of the field. Lukey's on quite a run going back to last season. 16 of 16. He had all 5 field goals last week.
Yeah, he was their offensive MVP. And this is a real makeable field goal for him.
His long was 48 last week. This one will be from 50 right down Main Street out of the hold of Corey Vedvik, the Norwegian punter.
That's a big win for the Edmonton Elk defense, though.
Here's the kick. It's on the way, and this one is good. Brett Lothar pounds it through from 50. And when he makes his field goals, we'll let you know that is for our friends at Affinity Credit Union. We'll take a break. You're listening to Saskatchewan Rough Riders football on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is Riders long snapper Jorgen Hoos from Saskatoon. You are listening to Rough Riders football on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
It's every time Brett Lothar hits a field goal. It's brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. He nails a 50-yarder, his 6th of the season. He's now got a streak of 17 in a row, and the Rough Riders have a 3-0 lead. But like you said, Luke, it's kind of a win for the Elks defense.
It was definitely a win for the Elks defense because, again, we talked about it in the pregame. I think Chris Jones wants to put Cody in those longer situations and force him to prove that they're going to be consistent hitting the deep ball. They took everything away from him that time. Cody ended up running, but there was really nothing downfield.
Nick Arbuckle was 20 of 29 last week in the season opening debacle in BC. 254 yards passing and 3 interceptions. He's got Wilder Jr. to his right as he works from the shotgun and hands it off to the big 232-pound running back. Trying the left side, but he's swarmed under by a bunch of green and white jerseys. Milligan there, Sankey there, and Larry Dean, the tackling machine, all there.
It was great pursuit from the Saskatchewan Rough Rider defense. Fantastic job getting off the ball by Anthony Lanier. And the reason why Wilder was going east-west so quickly is because Lanier took away the original point of attack for the Elk.
Second down and 11 as Wilder Jr. lost a yard east to the left of Nick Arbuckle, wearing number 9 with the glove on his left hand. He's going to throw down the middle, and that's incomplete. Caleb Hawley, the former Rider, had it in his mitts and dropped it in front of Milligan, and the Riders will force Edmonton to punt. Caleb Hawley, here's an interesting story. He gets cut. He goes home to Vegas. He nicely lands, and they said, you got to come back because Darrell Walker's got a hand injury.
Yeah, and for a guy who threw 3 picks, he needs a little bit of momentum, and this is a catchable ball out here for Caleb Hawley, and that should have been a converted first down. They gave him some good protection time, too, against that vaunted D-line.
Here's Matt Mangle, the UCLA Bruin, to punt it away. A high kick, not overly deep, coming over to field here at his 30-yard line, and it's going to bounce inside the 35 at about the 32-yard line. Jamal Morrow was over there to field it, but if I'm not mistaken, is that a penalty? How do the rules work there?
No, that was a punt.
No, that's a punt, but with regards to punting it in between the yard, you know what I mean? They changed the rules inside the 20s to back to the 15, but I guess I misread the rule wrong. So
no, you're thinking a kick return.
I'm thinking a kick return, that's
kickoff.
Right. So here we go. Ball on the 33-yard line on the right hash. Riders have it. First down and 10 with a 3-0 lead, and we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Like Rider Radio at facebook.com/620CKRM.
So after that punt goes out of bounds at the Rider 33, they will start it first down and 10 on the right hash, going left to right with a 3-0 lead. We are in the first quarter, and we are coming to you from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcasting booth. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. Cody breaks the huddle with 2 receivers right, 2 to the left. And they've got Albert to watch. He's a tight end to the right. And Tuck motions over that way, too. On first down, they fake the handoff to Kean Schaefer-Baker. Cody underhands it to Morrow. Morrow breaks a tackle. He's to the 40 near his bench. And wrapped up there, coming over to make the tackle was Tristan Decoud after about a 7-yard gain.
Yeah, they had to create a makeshift shovel pass here. What they were trying to get the defense to do is start moving to their left with all of the players they had on the right side of the formation, then come back inside to the right.
From the shotgun, Cody hands it off to Morrow. Straight shot up the middle, and once again, good, hard, tough running in the interior of that Edmonton defense, and he will push the pile to about the 48-yard line. You talked about it. Got to run the football.
Yeah, you got to run the football, control the clock. Eventually, this team will wear down. And again, the reason why you did it, it's not just to prove that you're tougher than the Edmonton Elk. It's because the Edmonton Elk didn't look good against the run against BC.
Now, I wasn't smoking something interesting before the broadcast. If the punt goes in the air out of bounds,
you're not going to let this one go.
In between the 15s, that's where there's a penalty. It bounced out of bounds. So there you go. Here's a jet sweep to Shaq going right to left, and he's tripped up in open field. Good job coming down to make the stop by Sheldon of Edmonton, or he's still running, but he still picks up a decent gain of about 5 yards in the play.
You're right, though. Could have been a lot more, and Jacob Prahl just flat out missed the block, and now Shaq's getting up slowly. He looks hurt.
Grabbing his tailbone, and...
Well, he took a tumble.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
He did take a tumble, and when we have injuries, we want to tell you it's brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at work, home, and play.
Yeah, it's his back area.
Slowly coming off, and that would not be good with Duke Williams out of the lineup.
Well, hey, you've got a guy like Samuel Emelis that we've been wanting to see. You've got Jake Hardy, the veteran in the depth.
And he's checked in, Jake Hardy, as you say that, Luke. McInnes
but
checks
again,
out, and here comes Tuck, yeah.
If they're going to go with that, the quick waggle shovel passes, you have to be able to block the DBs, and Jacob Prahl let him down there.
3-0 Riders lead it. They're at their 54 going left to right here in the first quarter. Cody takes the snap, backpedals, now pirouettes to the left. Cody being chased, gets away from Claudel Lewis. A flag comes down as Cody dives and dodges a hard-charging defender inside the Edmonton 50, about the 47-yard line. But there is an injured Rough Rider down on the field. And there's a penalty against the Rough Riders, too. So this is just an all-around bad play.
Oh, Clark, he's up.
Dan Clark is a guy they can ill afford to lose. And we talked about that in our lunch.
Number 65, 10-yard penalty, remains
this
second
play,
down.
Taron Vaughn gets the penalty, by the way.
This play's the result of Cody breaking the pocket way too early. He doesn't need to leave here. There's some good protection. I think he's seeing a little bit of ghosts here. Because, again, when the play is drawn up, the offensive line, they design their blocking scheme to keep him in the middle. He goes to his right for some reason, and that's what gets him off the launch point. Got to stay in there. Ground your feet.
Riders at their 44, second and 15. Ball on the far left hash going left to right. 3-0. They lead at 7:22 to go in the opening quarter. McInnis, the motion man to the right. Cody takes his shotgun snap. Cody looks. Cody can't find anybody. Now he throws. Hit as he throws. Catch by Prawl. And he gets clocked by Treston DeCoud as he came up and hit number 84 as he took the ball to the 53 of the Edmonton Elks. And now a decision time for Coach Craig Dickinson here.
I like this decision because, again, that's another big win for the Edmonton Elk on second and long. So if you go here, you have a ton of playbook available because it's third and, three or two?
Yeah, it's third and two at the 53 ball on the Elks logo at center field on the right hash, I guess we'll call it. Two receivers left, three to the right. In the backfield, it's Morrow. To the left hip of Cody Fajardo, who works from the gun and takes a shotgun snap. And Cody is going to throw to the right side, and that one is incomplete. An Elks defender lost his helmet in the Riders' backfield. That pass was 4 feet over the head of Jacob Prawl, and the Riders' defense has to come on and defend a short field. As we take a break, you're listening to Rough Rider Football, a 3-0 lead for the good guys on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
What's going on? It's Kyron Moore. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
Hopefully Kyron's rehab from that knee injury is going splendidly. We're expecting him around Labor Day. 3-0 Rough Riders leading the Edmonton Elks. Luke, on that last offensive possession, Riders went for it third down at about the Edmonton 53. A pass goes wide of Prawl, but Cody Fajardo had to get rid of it.
Well, Big Mac Henry, the former Saskatchewan Rough Rider defensive tackle, essentially picked Dan Clark up off his feet and threw him into the backfield. And I think that startled Cody. And yeah, you're right, though. That was an errant throw. It was about 4 yards over his head.
Hi to Bernie listening to us. He's at Cypress Hills Provincial Park. Well, when he sent the text, he was waiting to bring him out. Go Riders. Yeah, they've got a 3-0 lead on a 50-yard field goal from Brett Lothar. Renee, James, and Doug listening. Jaffray, B.C. at the campsite there, listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network on the 620 CKRM app. Get to our affiliates in a minute. Just waiting for time to be whistled in. Edmonton will start an excellent field position, down by three, going right to left in their green and gold unis with the double E back on the gold helmets. And Arbuckle, one glove on, one glove off, takes a shotgun snap. He's under pressure, throws it on the crossing route, caught. Shy Ross, the former Manitoba Bison, tackled in open space by Jeremy Clark. But that's his first ever catch this season, at least.
And it's going to come back because Colin Kelly just really...
Illegal block, hands to the face, Edmonton number 67. 10-yard penalty, remains first down.
Right tackle gets the penalty.
Well, we talked about A.C. Leonard's get-off in the first game against Hamilton, and here he times the snap of the ball perfectly, and Colin Kelly just cannot catch up in his pass set. I mean, I'm not sure how this is possible, but it just seems like A.C. Leonard is getting faster as he continues to grow his game.
Well, we know the Riders forced Hamilton to 11 two-and-outs. A week one high for a defense, and they had 8 quarterback sacks from 7 different guys, including A.C. Leonard. Here's a shotgun snap for Arbuckle. First and 20. Dumps it underneath, and Hawley! He might be catching a plane back to Vegas because he can't catch a football. It'll be second down.
Well, when you get a reprieve on your season and you get called back, What you probably want to do is catch the footballs that are thrown to you, especially the ones that are thrown perfectly. And that's the second time Caleb Holly has dropped an opportunity.
If the weather's perfect like this, there is no way a receiver in a catchable ball should drop a ball when he's wearing those sticky gloves. That's embarrassing. Riders have four down linemen. Here is Arbuckle. Takes the snap in both hands. Throws down the middle. What a great play by Roland Milligan as he came over the top to bat that one down from the money man, Kenny Lawler. Textbook defensive play.
Yeah, we talked about this in Mullinder's matchup. Roland Milligan played a great first game as a rookie, and here he's essentially acting as the second safety, and he just lets Lawler come to him, and then he breaks on the football when Lawler breaks to the inside, and he plays it perfectly. Chris Jones, though, is going to throw the flag to see if there wasn't a little pass interference, but I don't know if Chris Jones is going to
win. I want to see that again, because the former Indianapolis Colt, Roland Milligan, played that, I thought, perfectly. And anytime we have a command center review, we want to tell you that it is brought to you by Nelson Motors and Equipment, the farm family-owned John Deere dealer that covers southeastern Saskatchewan. Visit them online at nelsonmotors.com. Jones still talking it over with the officiating crew.
Edmonton is challenging the previous play for defensive pass interference.
It doesn't look like Coach Jones is convinced it's pass interference. I think he's just more mad that a rookie made a play on a guy who's getting $300K.
That was a great play, though, by Milligan. Hey, hi to Blaine Dutcher, listening to you and I. Best coverage in the CFL. Thanks for that. Ken Sarer, listening to the game while on the sprayer. No place he'd rather be right now than spraying his fields, listening to Rough Rider football.
It's work time for the farmers out west.
Yeah, and we get paid to watch football.
They get paid to feed us. Their job is much harder than anything that's going on today.
And I think I may have made a mistake, Zinger. I may have missed a break here, so we're going to have to make that up. In fact, let's quickly take one now. This is the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Rider Pride worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
Chris Jones lost the challenge, so the Rough Riders will get the ball back after Mengel punts this one away. He's got that yellow kicking shoe. Waiting for the long snap from Peter Ajay, to snap it back, number 47. Riders have Morrow back to receive it as 15 to our broadcast left. And here's the punt from Mengel. That's a high, towering kick. That's a beauty. Morrow backpedals to his 11. He's across the 15 and will take it north of the 20 to about the 21-yard line. We'll give him a return of 10 yards on the play. And that was a beautiful kick of about 54 yards, 55 yards from the punter, Mengel.
It was a beautiful kick, and it was even better job in covering that kick by the Edmonton special teams, especially the left gunner. Unfortunately, Mitch Picton just couldn't get him blocked, and that's what slowed up the return.
This segment of the quarter brought to you by Quality Tire, McDougal's Auctioneers, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and AGCO. First down Riders from their 21 on the right hash, and the Road Whites going left to right with a 3-0 lead inside of 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Owachi in the backfield, the fullback. They hand it off to Morrow. Picks his way through the middle, and he'll pick up a nice gain. Good tackle there by Jalen Collins, the former Atlanta Falcon, comes up from the secondary to make the play. It'll be a medium game for the Riders' tail. Back.
Saskatchewan just physically dominating the Edmonton Elk on this play. Got a couple guys getting up from being pancaked. Second and manageable.
Good news. Shaq Evans is back. He's lined up as a wide receiver off the line on the right. Now he goes in motion with Picton to the left. Cody from the shotgun on second and medium. Fakes the handoff, swings it out to Shaq. That's a bad pass by Cody. Missed the mark. Not a good throw. And the Riders will send on the punt team as Corey Vedvik comes on to kick this one away.
Yeah, and I just think, I feel like Jason Moss is going to the well a little bit too much with Shaq in these situations. Even if this is caught by Shaq, he gets tackled immediately because there's three Edmonton Elk within the vicinity. They were waiting on this play.
Veteran Martise Jackson, the former Toronto Argonaut, stands back at about his 30-yard line to take this punt, well, and now we got a movement early against Edmonton, maybe? And if it is, this would be a big penalty against the home side, and the Riders are saying yes.
Nick Daly making sure everybody knows.
So the Edmonton Elks go offside, and Chris Jones is going to blow a gasket. And so the Riders catch a break.
Offside, Edmonton. Play results, first down.
I'll tell you what, those are the ones that kill a team.
Yeah. Well, and that's what happens. I mean, I heard you and Suits talking about the guys that Edmonton's got on the roster, a lot of guys that have a lot of talent but just haven't spent a lot of time up here in the Canadian Football League, right? And when you look at the offsides there, it's some of those new guys on that punt return team.
Ball on the 32 for the Riders after the offside by Edmonton. First down and 10, a fresh set of downs. Mitch Pickton goes in motion to the right. Cody hands off to Morrow. Little flea flicker here. Cody going up top. He's got Shaq, and Shaq can't catch up to it. Cody misses on the long ball. The Riders had the Elks cooked there as Shaq got behind Collins, but it falls incomplete. It wouldn't have mattered. There was going to be a flag
holding
on the visitors.
Saskatchewan, number 51.
Yeah, and Nate Rogers, I'm not sure what he's thinking here. He doesn't need to do what he's doing against the defensive end. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Shaq cooks the defensive back here. The defensive back gets lost in the backfield looking at Cody. And Shaq just sort of, it's Jalen Collins, and Shaq runs by him, but Cody's got to hit this. And unfortunately, it wouldn't have mattered anyways because Natai Rogers is, and that's the thing, that penalty against Natai Rogers, he knows he can't do that. Like,
first down and 20, Riders back at their 22, a penalty filled first quarter. Riders with four receivers to the left, a draw play for Morrow, and he busts it up the middle. Jamal Morrow runs over Ed Gainey for the second time in this ball game. He has about 19 yards on the floor. Nice run by Morrow.
It's a great play call here by Jason Moss. Draw, Logan Ferland's the lead offensive lineman. He blocks the safety, and Morrow just does the rest physically. Great run, great play call.
Second and short, Cody under center, and he will take it between the center and the left guard and slices his way for a first down. There is a yellow flag on the field that would usually indicate lined up offside for the Edmonton Elks here, nearing 3 minutes and exactly 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter as they sort out the penalty.
And you're already starting to see deflated body language on the Edmonton Elks sideline, especially after that long first
offside
down run.
Edmonton defensive line, 5-yard penalty, first down.
So the Riders take the penalty and not the run from Cody, who last week didn't do too bad on the floor. Actually, in a 1-yard touchdown run, he had 10 carries for 42 yards, so a 4.2-yard average, but they take the penalty there. Shaq and Pickton are receivers to the left. In motion goes Kian Schaefer-Baker to the left. And Cody is going to hand it off, and here's Morrow, a little cutback inside, and Jamal Morrow slicing and dicing. Luke's keys to the game, and that was number one, run the football, and he winds his way for a nifty gain.
Yeah, this is the second time where Jamal Morrow's found a lot of opportunity on the backside of every play, so what I mean by that is the run starts developing to his right, but then he cuts back to his left because that's where the hole opens up on the backside. Morrow having a great game on the run right now.
Ball in the right hash of the Rider 52. It's second down and four, and Morrow feeling it. He's in the backfield. Tuck, fullback, a wing to the left. Cody takes a shotgun snap. Toss to Morrow. Started inside. Bounces it out to the left. Look out, he's on the run. 40, and he's to the 39. That's some great vision from Jamal Morrow. Finally gets wrestled down in the secondary by Adam Konar, but that's a big gain for Jamal Morrow. He's got himself 20 yards on the run.
Well, this is a great job just being patient and waiting for something to open up for Morrow. Vintage Kenton Keith vision and cut.
19 officially to the 39 of the Elks. It's on the far left hash. Shaq, a wide receiver, by himself to the left. The Riders got a heavy formation in here. They're going to keep pounding it on the floor, it looks like. No play action. Cody backpedals. Cody steps up, can't find anybody. On the run to the right. Cody with the ball in his right hand. Pump fakes, and then he goes down. And he goes down hard, coming up to make the play. Nafis Lyon from the secondary, and the Riders will lose real estate.
You almost wish they had just stuck to the run here again. Unfortunately, this time protection breaks down on Logan Ferland's left guard side, and that's what causes Cody to break the pocket. It's not early this time. He just needs to get out of there, and there's nobody open on the right side of the football the field.
3-0 Riders lead at 48 seconds and counting to go until the end of the opening quarter. Now we get a stoppage. The referee blows time dead here.
Too many players. Saskatchewan. 10-yard penalty.
Come on.
Second down.
You can't do that.
Well, it's been funny because the game we've seen so far is that both teams, and now it's Saskatchewan's turn to give away a little bit of yardage, but both teams are shooting themselves in the foot.
5-yard penalty. 5-yard penalty.
5, not 10. So it still makes it manageable for a Brett Lauther field goal. And that's one thing you could think about here. You have a weapon in Brett Lauther, so it still lets you do things with your playbook here.
Yeah, when you got a kicker who's got a makeable range of probably about 56 yards.
Yeah.
Right.
And a beautiful night, hardly any wind. West-northwest at 11 coming into this one. Four receivers to the far left side. One to the right, that's Shaq Evans. And in motion now over here is Kian Schaefer-Baker in a slot. Here's Cody, takes a shotgun snap. Backpedals. Sidestep to his right. Looking downfield, and he won't. Oh, he dodges the rush. How did he get out of that? Finally, he's dropped by Jamin Pelly, and then a flag comes in at the end. Jamin Pelly was picked in the supplemental draft, well over 300 pounds, out of the University of Calgary. First overall selection in that supplemental draft. We'll get word on the penalty here with 12 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
Well, the Canadian Malik Tyne beats Natay Rogers on the inside with a beautiful move.
Major foul, blindside block. Saskatchewan, number 67. That'll be a dead ball penalty now. We'll roll it down to third down, 15 yards back. Third down.
Mac Henry's played a phenomenal game.
And my apologies, that was the Joey Moss Award winner, Costigan. Won the award for leadership and citizenship within the Elks locker room. And he makes the finishing play. But you're right, Tyne was there, Mac Henry was there. He's been a force. And the Rough Riders will have to punt it away in what could be the final play of the opening quarter. Vedvik stands at his 30 to kick this one to Jackson, who's inside his 15. This is the first punt of the game for Vedvik. Averaged 44.6 yards last week. Here is Jackson, settles at his 25. Started right, came back left. And then he got clocked by Keenan LaFrance, the former Manitoba Bison. We'll take a break. And at the end of one quarter of play on the Quality Tire scoreboard with 9 locations in Saskatchewan, qualitytire.ca, the Rough Riders 3 and the Elks nothing. On the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
And now, Michael and Luke have the call. It's second quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Come back to Commonwealth Stadium at Brick Field. Michael Ball, Luke Mulliter in the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Want to say hi to Bruce and his gang camping at Manitou. Also, Travis Linford driving with the Southie Eagles U-15 ball team. They just beat Weyburn. So they're driving home listening to our broadcast. We'll give you a shout-out. You can always text us to 936-6262 at Mother Control 620 CKRM. Great special teams tackle by Keenan LaFrance. Hey, this is either good or bad, depending on how you want to look at it. Riders at 122 net yards. They've got a 3-0 lead. Edmonton had -1, only down 3-0.
Yeah, and again, Edmonton is the team that's made the majority of the mistakes. Unfortunately, Saskatchewan's starting to make some too now. Got to get it right here in the second quarter.
Edmonton with the ball through 30 on the left hash. Going left to right, down 3-0. And Arbuckle hands off to James Wilder Jr. He was their best offensive player. He had 87 yards on 12 touches, both receiving and running in that big blowout loss under the Big Top in Vancouver last week. He picks up 8 solid yards here, Luke.
James Wilder, he's a competitor like everybody else. He sees the opposite guy on his position on the other team balling out. He wants to run the football too. Nice little cut to his right for a good first down gain.
Kyle Oxley, who is the third string quarterback, is lined up as a wide receiver to the left as he is the third quarterback on the roster but playing receiver. And here's a handoff and a straight shot up the middle. And that's a nice gain by James Wilder Jr. He's all wrapped up by DeMarcus Christmas. See what I did there?
You couldn't wait. Rider Nation, Michael Ball has a list of DeMarcus Christmas ad-libs.
You wait.
Six pages
you wait.
Long.
I hope he goes offside. I hope it's not a big offside penalty. But
actually, I'm waiting for that, too.
First down and 10 for Edmonton at their 43 after a couple of wilder runs, and he's in the backfield.
Again, got to stop that first down, right?
His dad, of course, a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer with Doug Williams back in the day. There's a pass underneath, dropped by Mike Jones. Incomplete. Jeremy Clark and others on the coverage. It'll be second down and 10.
Poor Nick Arbuckle. I mean, the guy's under all sorts of scrutiny. He's come out here, he's throwing the ball well, and his receivers can't catch a cold.
And they wouldn't tonight because it's a beautiful night here in Edmonton. Second down and 10 for the Edmonton Elks in their green and gold
really
unis.
An opportunity to slip COVID in there.
with white numbers on those green unis. Riders of four down linemen staring at Nick Arbuckle as he takes the shotgun snap from David Beard. Backpedals under pressure. Steps up. Oh, Charleston almost got him. And that's picked off by Derek Moncrief, his second INT of the season, but that was Charleston Hughes forcing the INT.
Wily veteran Charleston Hughes, all the pressure's on Nick Arbuckle. He forces the football. It's a throw he shouldn't have made. And Creef, just like last week, is in the right place at the right time in his zone. He takes the football away.
Dressed beautifully in white in the hotel lobby. And he's back in Edmonton and makes the interception, his second of the season. And the Saskatchewan Roughriders have a nice setup here at their own 50. First turnover of the ball game for them that they forced. They turn one over on downs in the first quarter. They're going right to left, up 3-0. Just over 2 minutes gone in this second quarter. In motion is Tuck, the fullback. They hand it off to Morrow, trying to pick his way through the Edmonton defense. Runs over a couple of defenders and will power ahead. Preston Decoud met him first. And others, including Mac Henry, fell on top of him. But he'll pick up a little gain there for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. More than a little gain. That's about 7 yards. Patience there, Luke.
Well, he shows great patience, but one of the things I've been impressed with is his willingness to approach the end of his run with violence.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been playing as a physical back today, and he's not the biggest guy out there.
Riders with extra beef on here, second down and 3. Cody turns, hands it off to Morrow, protects the ball with both hands, and you'll get folded up inside. Mac Henry from the bottom hit him first, and he gets up limping a little bit here. They've got Frankie Hickson listed as the backup tailback along with Keenan LaFrance. It'll be short of the first down. Anytime we have a measurement in this game, it's brought to you by Co-op Refinery. While the home team marches down the field, or in this case, the visiting team, we're producing fuel to keep the economy moving. Co-op Refinery Complex, fueling Western Canada. Cody keeps, and Cody pushes forward, and he's got a first down inside the Elks 50-yard line. Well, Luke, they must have been listening to our pregame show. The coaching staff is right next to us because they picked up on your first key. They are running the football.
Well, they're running the football. Now they just got to start having a little bit more success defensively on that first down.
Let's say hi to my high school friends out in Crooked Lake, Marco Ricci, Corey Borsa, listening to the game with their family at the lake. A lot of people with a fire lit, probably looking at the sun setting and listening to their favorite football team. It's Hickson in the backfield now behind Cody Fajardo, who takes a shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right. Cody looking to throw. He does to the sidelines. Nice job working back for Kean Schaefer-Baker, and he has a catch in every one of his professional games. That is 14 straight games with at least one catch. Had a 20-yard touchdown last week. Textbook work back to the quarterback.
Yeah, big play Schaefer-Baker here. I'll tell you what, the offensive line is really struggling to keep this defensive line for the Elks under wraps. But again, Schaefer-Baker recognizes his quarterback has ran out of the pocket, and he stops, breaks off his routes, and comes back to him. And again, every time you look up, this kid's making a big play.
3-0 Riders. They have it first to 10 at the Elks. 32 on the right hash, going right to left. Cody hands it off to Hickson. Nice move, and he barrels over a tackler and takes it inside the 25 to the 24. Coming up to make the stop there was the former Rider, Elam. He was more like a speed bump in the parking lot.
And again, another Rider running back here showing great patience, allowing the holes to develop in front of him, and finishing with physicality. Yeah. I love the attitude that these two running backs have taken into this game.
As Luke says, with violent intentions, that's a 9-yard run for the former Liberty Flame. And he goes in motion out to the left, an empty set for Cody, who keeps it, and Fajardo will push forward to the 21. Sat by Cody on the bus going to the airport on the way here, and he said his wife is moving here in August. They're expecting their first child, a boy, in September, and she is going to stay here for the rest of the year. And in my mind, I automatically thought, obviously you want your wife here, but you want to have it in Canada where healthcare is free.
Yeah. Cody already realizing how to work the system.
I like that. Why not? We're happy we can have a Fajardo born in Rider Nation. First down at 10 for the Rider quarterback and his team from the 21 of the Elks. Here's Cody, stretch handoff, and a nice run by Hickson. At least it looked like a nice run, but it gets closed up quickly. Jamin Pelly, now I can appropriately call number 96 name. He is 320 pounds, and he used all of it there.
Yeah, 320 pounds, and I'll tell you what, moving laterally really well.
Wow.
Puts every one of his pounds into Frankie Hickson.
He pounded him all right. Three receivers to the right, three to the left. Empty set for Cody. Now McInnes motions back into the backfield. Hickson now to the left to Cody. Here's the shotgun for Cody. Number seven sets up, throws over the middle. Two-handed catch, and going in the air on the tackle was Justin McInnes. Nice catch. He caught it overhand, low near the carpet, and holds on, takes the hit. It should be close to a first down.
Yeah, remember in camp I was saying any quarterback that wants to make this roster, just throw it to McInnes. He's catching everything out here. And this is a really effective play call. Everybody clears out, and McInnes comes right underneath the zones that Edmonton's trying to set up.
Last week, the Elks had four turnovers. The Lions at 21 points. The Riders on a Moncrief interception have driven the football from their 50, and Cody keeps it in this short situation, third and one, and he will push the pile and have a first down near the 10 to see where they put the ball down, see if the Riders can get a first down before a touchdown.
You know, one of these
7:48 to go, Luke.
One of these short yardage situations, Ballsy, what I'd love to see is I'd love to see them run Frankie Hickson on an out and up or a slant, because when he goes to in the short down formation, here, I'll let this play go and we'll go back to it.
He's in the backfield. Morrill kind of limped off a bit when he took a hit from Mac Henry. Haven't seen him back in the lineup since he did that a few minutes ago. Here is Cody from the shotgun, looking right, throws the slant, and great job there by Collins. He read it and got inside the hip pocket. Good positioning inside of Shaq. Didn't let him get inside.
Yeah, Collins had leverage there, but let's go back to what I was saying. When they're in that short yardage formation, they're splitting Hickson out, and Toby Antigua's going with him in man, but the thing is, Edmonton's not playing any safeties, or there's nobody even worried about what's happening in the back. I would run Hickson on a slant or a route.
Yeah.
That's got to be a mismatch against the much bigger Antigua. Take a shot.
Hickson's in the backfield to the left of Cody Fajardo. Always has his towel wet to get better grip on the football. Rubs his passing hand on it. Backpedals. Throws the corner route. And that is incomplete. Getting all twisted up was Kian Schaefer Baker. And then he hits the pavement and almost trips, but holds himself up in the corner fencing over there, and the Rough Riders drive stalls. It'll be a short chip shot field goal for Brett Lothar.
Well, this is the right call, play call, and Cody picks the right target, but again, you got to call a spade here. It's just, it's inconsistent.
Yep.
They've got to start hitting these, because this is an open football, and that's a guy in Keenan Schaefer Baker who very rarely drops it, by the way.
He was looking inside, then had to turn and look outside and couldn't get
it. He had to adjust his route. He was open.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Here's Bedvick to hold for Lothar. If you're just tuning in, he hit a 50-yard field goal in the first quarter. He has made six in a row this year, 16 in a row going back to last year, and you can put that one down in the score column for Brett Lothar. 7-for-7 on the year. A field goal for Affinity Credit Union. 6-0. Rough Riders lead the football game on the Cooperators Rough Rider.
For in-depth discussion on everything Riders, get in the cage. The Sports Cage with Michael Ball. Weekday afternoon starting at 4 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Just looking on the Rider sideline, and whenever we have a sideline report, it's brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. We love CFL football. Enjoy the game. Call Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers for your buying and selling needs. Visit rbauction.com. Jamal Morrow looks like he's okay. He's got his helmet just halfway on his head. Doesn't look like he's being looked at. They just, I guess, subbed in Hickson, who ran hard. That drive unfortunately stalls, and the home side, the Edmonton Elks, will start at their 40-yard line after the field goal.
Yeah, you know, you're not in a rush to take Hickson out of the game at that point, right? Because you do want to see what he can do, and he started out really well, so you may as well let him take some more reps and let Morrow continue to rest and heal up.
Nick Arbuckle hasn't had a lot of help from his receiving corps. Caleb Hawley's dropped two. Mike Jones has dropped one. Here's a handoff to Wilder. Started in the middle, trying to fend off his former teammate, Derek Moncrief. But Creef, who has an interception, has a nice open field tackle. It's a gain of four for James Wilder Jr.
Yeah, and this is a great play by Derek Moncrief. What happens here is he's got the right angle. Wilder goes to stiff arm him. And instead of trying to fight through the stiff arm, Creef knocks his stiff arm down, then goes for the tackle. That's clinic film when handling a back, that is, especially a big back like Wilder.
Kyle Oxley, the quarterback slash receiver, lines up as a wide receiver wearing number 10 on the far side of the field. That's the short side for the Elk. Second down and seven. Arbuckle with the rush on, throws over the middle, and that one is finally caught by an Edmonton receiver. Kenny Lawler has a big first down to the Rider 50.
Well, when it goes to Mullinder's matchup, it's 1-1 now for the Lawler-Milligan battle. Here, one-on-one coverage. Lawler just breaks in, then cuts back out. Milligan, who's taking inside leverage on him, allows it. First down.
16-yard pitch and catch to the Rider 50. Riders up 6-0, but Edmonton driving. Ball on the far left hash. They're going left to right. Here's Arbuckle. Stands, throws over here, and Lacombo broke on the ball, but Jones comes back with a nice catch. What he did well there, Luke, is he's got Lacombo on his back, but he catches the ball away from his body.
Yeah, this is another good throw here by Arbuckle. You're right. Lacombo plays it well, and again, the most important thing here is he gets the guy down on the ground.
Second down and about 4 yards to go. Call it a short four, a long three, however you want to look at it. Arbuckle takes a shotgun snap. Here's Hughes on the rush. Sidesteps him. Throws down the right sideline for Lawler, and he's got it! Out of bounds! No, it fell out of his hands at the end. Great job by Milligan over there, and it'll be a third down situation.
Well, Charleston Hughes, I'm in awe of him. This guy's 38 years old and still beating offensive tackles around the edge. He makes Arbuckle step up here. Arbuckle wings it down the right side. It's a one-on-one ball, and Nick Marshall really astute here. Lawler goes up to get it, and Marshall just puts his two hands on, ushers him out so that Lawler doesn't come down with it inbounds.
Nick Marshall had a big tackle, a nice interception last week, and then got beat for a touchdown by Stephen Dunbar Jr. But that was a great play. It was Marshall, not Milligan. Good job by the veteran Rider cornerback. Here is Mangle to hold for Castillo. Former BC line in Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Kick is on the way from 52, and this one is pushed wide. And bringing it out here, across the 10 to the 15 to the 20, losing the ball is Sam Emelis. There's a pileup, and I think Edmonton has it, and they do. Sam Emelis, the first overall selection for the Riders. It was the 7th overall pick in the last draft. Fumbles the football, and the Edmonton Elk will have it when we come back. You're listening to Saskatchewan Rough Riders Football and the Cooperators Rough Riders.
This is the Riders number 67, Dan Clark of Regina. You are listening to the best coverage in the CFL, only on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
Gary Nelson, a blind golfer, listening from Meadow Lake. Special hi to Luke, he says. So there you go. And Tony from Souris, Manitoba, listening to Rider Radio on the app in his semi, going from Dawson Creek heading to Slave Lake. Wherever you're listening, thanks for making us part of your day. A missed field goal of 52 yards from Sergio Castillo. Sam Emelis, the rookie receiver, brings it out, trying to do too much.
Yeah, just a young kid trying to make a play, right? You see all those big guys because it's the field goal team, so you see all the old linemen out. You think you can return one. a little bit of daylight flashes, but yeah, he's got to protect the ball a lot better than he was. He's holding it carelessly, and that's what's going to happen at the pro level.
Great job by the long snapper, Peter Ajay, to force it out. Yeah, that's a long snapper's dream. Just ask Jorgen Hughes of the Riders. He'd love that. Here's Arbuckle, the pass, and Charleston Hughes gets him! And will we see it? No, we're not going to see it on the road. The Sackmaster Saskatchewan Surf, but we didn't see it. But that's sack number 134. However, there is a penalty flag on the field.
Flags went up right away. I don't think it was
Saskatchewan, number 39.
Okay, that's why he got the sack. He came in with 133 sacks, Luke, in his career. He had 60 on first down, 71 on second down, and 2 on third down, and almost got his 61st on first down there.
Yeah, and he got his next sack. Ties him with John Bowman.
Yeah, you know him.
Oh, man, one of my favorite teammates.
Two guys like fine wines get better with age. It is a first down and 5, though, from the 18 of the Riders on the left hash. Saskatchewan's got a 6-0 lead. Weiler to the right of the quarterback. Arbuckle fakes the handoff, throws out here. That one is deflected on its way to the intended target. Kyle Oxley, it'll be second down.
I don't mind this call here by the Elk. They're trying to take advantage of the fact that Saskatchewan is starting to play the run a little bit more.
But AC again, Leonard got his hands on it.
Just another athletic play by Saskatchewan's premier defensive player in AC Leonard.
What an unbelievable athlete. I think he's the best.
So explosive and long.
He's the best defensive end in the CFL. Call me biased. I don't care. Riders rush 5. Here's Arbuckle throwing the out route on the far side. That's caught by Kenny Lawler. Spun out of bounds by Larry Dean. Almost an interception on the far side by Nick Marshall, but he got there just late.
Well, Lawler's out there, but yeah, I think that Marshall wants to break on this ball. It looks like his foot gets caught up in something, and he's there late. Roland Milligan's probably like, hey, man, let me do that. I've been doing that well against Lawler.
First down and goal for the Edmonton Elk. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Saskatchewan Rough Rider Football on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
For everything Riders, follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching at SportsCage. The Source, 620 CKRM.
The Lions, 59 points last week, the most ever scored in the first week of any CFL season ever in one game. The Elks were on the wrong side of that, losing 59-15. Luke, we knew it'd be a better game today, and it is. Riders up 6-0 as we've reached the 3-minute warning, which we need to tell you is whenever we have a 3-minute warning, it is brought to you by our friends. Let me find it right here. Brett Young Seeds. See great defense in action. Visit brettyoung.ca or your local seed retailer for high-performance Brett Young Canola Hybrids. On first and goal from the 5, it's Arbuckle throwing to the end zone, and that one is caught in the back.
Oh, my word.
They're calling it a touchdown. Kenny Lawler, a diving catch on the end line. I'd like to see that one again.
Yeah,
but it is a touchdown.
On this.
Yeah.
Lawler versus Milligan again. In the back of the end zone, and Lawler climbs the ladder.
Now you only got
a great ball by Nick Arbuckle because it was literally the only place it could have gone for Lawler to make a play on it.
Now you only got to have 1 foot in bounds in the Canadian Football League. It's a nice spiral to the back of the end zone. Two receivers in the same vicinity, which you never like to see. One of them, the backup quarterback, Kyle Oxley. Oh, yeah, he caught that. That's
wow.
A great catch by Kenny Lawler. That's why you give the guy $300,000. That's a big-time catch.
Jeez, this is great stuff. Hey, look, Roland Milligan did everything he was supposed to do on there. But I'll tell you what, that ball couldn't have been placed better. Arbuckle avoids the pressure from the middle, steps to his left, adjusts the launch point, and puts it where only his big-time receiver was going to go and get it.
Matt Mengel will hold for Sergio Castillo, who missed a 52-yard field goal. Points off of turnovers. Riders have 3, and the Elks have 7 as they knock it through a short field. And Luke, we talked about this. If the Elks are to win, they're going to have to turn it over and have some short fields because they're not going to really drive it down the Riders' throats.
Well, more importantly, I think that what this does is it underscores the need to capitalize when a team's not playing well, because the Edmonton Elk were making all sorts of mistakes, right? All the Riders did was get field goals, and now look, things turn. All the Elks have to do is get in the end zone, and all of a sudden they're up.
I think we have one more timeout, if I'm not mistaken, and we'll take it right now. You're listening to Rough Rider Football and the Cooperators.
This is Derek Moncrief from Prattville, Alabama. You listen to the Rough Rider Radio.
Well, Moncrief is an interception. The Riders turned that into a short Brent Lauther field goal. Then the Elk recover a field goal, or recover a fumble and a missed field goal by Castillo as Sam Emelis, the seventh overall selection for the Riders, fumbled it coming out of the end zone. They take that short field and convert on a 5-yard touchdown pass, Arbuckle, to Kenny Lawler. And there you go. It's 7-6 our score. Castillo tees it up with the 30 on the right hash. He'll send that driving kick down end over end, taken by Morrow at his 5. Morrow across the 20 to his left, across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. Good open field tackle down there by Tanner Green, fullback and special teamer.
Well, unbelievable job by Green getting off the initial block. Because if that block is made, Morrow gets a little bit more, but Tanner Green shucks the block and just hangs on for dear life, brings Morrow down. Edmonton is slowly starting to put things together now.
Yeah, you're right, Luke. First down and 10, Riders. Ball at their 26. It's on this near left hash. Riders going right to left, down by a 1-7-6, 2:40 to go until halftime. In a play action, they throw it out here to McInnis. Slips one tackle, won't get away from the second defender.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you're not fooling anybody at this point. You've gone to that well. You keep going with these passes that are essentially dump-off passes to the flats. Edmonton's all over this. They're expecting it. You got to come with something different if you're Jason Moss right now.
Brady Sheldon comes up to make the stop, his second big tackle of the game. Four receivers to the left. That's a short side of the field. They got one receiver to the right, Shaq Evans, who left briefly with a tailbone issue, but he's back. Cody with a rush on, going deep for Shaq. Far side, jump ball. Did he catch that?
Yep.
He caught that football. Shaq Evans climbs the ladder to the 44 of Edmonton, and the Shaq attack is back.
Well, first of all, it was a great job by Cody recognizing pressure on his left side. He breaks the pocket, but he's not in a rush to really break it. He just adjusts his launch point slightly, and this is just great one-on-one football down the right side of the field between the numbers and the sideline from Shaq Evans.
He's got a watchy in the backfield as Fajardo, actually a wing to the left. Morrow sets up behind him. Tuck also in there. Shaq, who made that big catch to the right, they hand it off to Morrow. Little search play inside, and he won't get much. Hey, let's hear from Cody Fajardo and what he expected from Chris Jones.
A lot of it's mind games, too. And, you know, as a quarterback, you got to be that even-keeled guy, right? You can't get too high, can't get too low. But there's always added motivation when somebody doesn't think you're as good as you believe that you are.
Well, Cody was good on that play, throwing down to Shaq Evans on first down, gets it to the 44 on the first down of the next series. They get nothing, so it's second down and about 9, we'll call it. They may have given him a yard. Here's the shotgun snap. Cody looking left all the way, now comes back over the middle. It's caught, and that's Keon Schaefer-Baker to the 20, and he's cut down, or he's still running. That's a tackle by Ed Gainey, his former teammate. What a play down to the 16-yard line. 28 for KSB.
And you got a flag here, but I'm not sure it's going against the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Give you a contact on a receiver, Edmonton. Yeah. Fellas declined. Play results in the first down.
But again, every time you look up, he hasn't touched the ball a lot this game, but the times he has touched it, which is twice, they've been huge plays. In yardage, but also momentum.
My apologies. That wasn't Ed Gainey. That was another former Rider, Toby Antigua, who is a Swiss Army knife wherever he plays. Free safety number 0 makes the stop. Cody from the gun at the 16, backpedals, throws in the far flats for Morrow. Turns it upfield. Nice move to the 10. He's to the 5, and he's tackled inside the 5 at the 2-yard line, and the Riders will be first and goal to go. Mac Henry tracked him down, but the Riders in the score zone now.
Well, the Edmonton Elk, they anticipated and covered the flats well, But Morrow, who catches the ball in the numbers, a nifty little move inside, fakes outside, goes back in, avoids Antigua's tackle, and gets the ball to the two.
First and goal for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Ball on the two. This drive started all the way back at their 26-yard line. See if they can finally punch it in. They've got two field goals. They've got three in an I formation in the backfield. Cody gives to Morrow. Morrow is in! Touchdown! Saskatchewan!
And this is just a really disciplined play from the running back, Jamal Morrow. He's got two blockers in front of him. He doesn't out-sprint him, waits, lets them declare where the path is, and then they all get together, all the running back group, two fullbacks, one running back, and they meet in the end zone. This is a great play call and a great physical finish from Jamal Morrow.
Our three keys to the game and our outstanding analyst, Luke Mulder, said, number one, you got to run the football. It's been Morrow, it's been Hickson, and Morrow pounds it in from 2 yards out, and the Rough Riders are going to go for two here, and that's a good call.
Yeah,
it's 12-7. Their two-point conversion last week to Duke Williams, where he gyrated on the logo, was good. He's not here to do that tonight. Oh, and Cody got his clock cleaned as Adam Konar, the middle linebacker, former UFC Dino, came through to snuff out that play.
What a
call.
So
with 53 seconds left to go in the opening half, and our score is 12-7. Luke, I want to tell you, touchdown drives are brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia and Avonlea. Looking for the perfect vehicle? They'll find a match that exactly fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years.
Chris Jones blitzes the linebackers here, and it's a great call. The reason why it's a great call is because pressure in this instance on the two-point play, you know Cody's going to have to throw it. You also know on these two-point conversions, it takes a while for these receivers who are usually facing man coverage and tight man coverage at that. It takes them a while to get off the line. So it was a well-timed blitz, so it was a great call. And now Saskatchewan, that could have been up a touchdown, is only up five.
Luke, we want to have a new generation of Rider fan watching. My buddy Steve is at a baseball tournament with his young son Dyson Linsmeyer, who's listening around the campfire.
Dyson.
Yeah.
My favorite vacuum.
Well, you could have said your favorite ball player too, but that's okay.
Yeah. No, I'm waiting on Dyson to make the big leagues.
Well, hey, Dyson maybe is a vacuum in the infield. You don't know.
He could be sucking up
the baseballs. Here's the ensuing kickoff after the 2-yard touchdown run by Morrow from Lothar. It's over on the far side. Jackson at the 20, at the 30, picking his way to the 35 and the 40 near the Riders' bench, and he's out over there. They're going to mark him out at the 41 with 47 seconds to go until halftime.
Well, a lot of time left in this half here. You got to feel like, let's see. Play selection for Edmonton. I don't know if you have to go to the air right now. Unfortunately, if you do risk going on the ground and they stop you early, then you're up and against the clock.
Remember, so Chris Jones's first challenge here in this game was overturned, and so he lost the timeout. Here's Arbuckle under pressure, and he's tackled and sacked. That'll be Garrett Marino.
And he's disruptive, right? Wreck-It Ralph is in there, and there's nothing sexy about Garrett Marino's pass rush. It's just all heart. It's all just refusing to be denied. And he worked for this one.
Well, it's his time now. No Mac Henry, no Micah Johnson. It's Garrett Marino's time. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be a force. Very violent on the inside. 3-yard sack at the 38. The Elks take the shotgun snap, and Arbuckle throws it out. Nice catch by Kenny Lawler. He's starting to earn his money now as he spins away. Nelson Lacombo, the first one in on the stop. Also there as they on pile was who else? Derek Moncrief. It'll be third down, and the Edmonton football team will look over at the sidelines. I would think you're going to punt here. You're about 3 full yards short of a first down. Why would you go for it here? Yeah. Come on.
They'll, you know what? I was kind of hoping they were going to go for that. I wouldn't have minded.
Of course you were hoping. I am too. But Chris Jones is frustrated but not stupid. And back to receive this punt for the Saskatchewan Roughriders to our broadcast right is Sam Emmelis. I like the fact they're putting the young kid out there after he fumbled on the missed field goal return. He's back just outside his 10-yard line to our broadcast right. Yeah. Now, this will probably be the final play of the opening quarter, or opening half, pardon me, barring a penalty. Mangle takes the head high snap. Riders don't really come with a rush. That's a towering boot. Drives Emmelis back to his one. He'll take it there. Get out of the end zone, kid. He does. Running to his right. Across the five. Across the 10. Outside the numbers to the 15-yard line. And that will bring to a close our first half on the Quality Tire scoreboard. Quality Tire with 9 locations in the province. Check them out at qualitytire.ca. The Good Guys 12, the Elk 7. You're listening to Co-operators Rough Rider Football.